Welcome to Spotlight, the program on arts, culture, and life in Canada. Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery, and today, a bit of a change as we look at our relationship with food in a variety of ways.
Well, I think food is a catalyst for a conversation. It's a great way to meet people. I would rather have a dinner party any day than go to a bar and get to know people that way. So I think it's a great common bond, a great common, I guess, ingredient.
That was Ivona Maiden, an artist in Montreal who's embarked upon a very interesting art project involving food and meeting strangers. In the artwork, a dinner meal plays a central role in the overall project. Of course, we all need to eat to stay alive, but we'll also meet a woman whose life has completely changed, and food is central to that change. We'll visit a Montreal restaurant for a meal to win someone's heart, and making food look good for the camera. That's coming up on today's Spotlight.
How many dinner parties do you go to where people are willing to spend something of themselves and donate something mm-hmm. of their history mm-hmm. and whatever? Very few.
Because something else is at stake.
Yeah.
Than the sharing of the food.
Yes.
But also, you know, we have to represent what people want.
What you've just heard is a bit of a conversation recorded during an informal, friendly dinner among four people. It was organized by Ivona Maiden, a Montreal-based artist. She's a little over halfway through a year-long artwork called The Dinner Project, where food plays a central but unusual role. Every Sunday, she approaches a stranger on the street and asks them if she can come to their house and cook them a dinner. They each invite one other person to partake in what she calls this relationship artwork.
I think this project is very connected to the other projects that I've been doing in the past, which deal with strangers and interacting with strangers and kind of getting closer and investigating that barrier between us. But I think I was interested while walking down the street, like at night, and looking into people's windows. How are people living? What are their interactions like with each other? What kind of things they like to eat? How do they decorate their place? So I wanted to transcend that barrier and actually go into people's homes. Well, I think it depends on how you define art, and for me, art is more like social provocation. For me, I've always been interested in aspects of life and bringing that into art and kind of maybe twisting it to see something else, emphasizing one part of life, blowing it up. And whether it's social experiment, psychology, art, I feel like that doesn't really matter. I think it's blending together. Yes, one woman contacted me earlier and she said that it's a great idea, I wish I thought of it, you know? But I think some artists don't understand this kind of work. Maybe they prefer to exhibit in galleries, or they have a very different concept of contemporary art than I do. Well, it's actually called relational art, relational practice, in which the contact between people is the most important element rather than creation of an object. I've had weeks where the first person that I approached has said yes, and then sometimes I've had weeks where I had to ask 20 people and I've gotten all these rejections, and then finally somebody says yes. I think people are generally nice and they listen. Sometimes we can get into like conversations about this and why I'm doing this, and some want to think about it, you know, so they tell me that they're going to call me back and some don't. But I think people are generally puzzled. They want to know why I would want to do this, you know. And why would it be free as well, you know? So it really varies on the person, I think. Well, there's certainly a connection to food because of my father. Ever since I remember, my father has been making his own pasta, his own tomato sauce, his own things, and he's always been making these big Sunday dinners at home. And so I feel like there's this emotional attachment to food that I have through my father. I really change the menu from week to week, and it usually takes me about an hour to compose the menu. I'm reading a lot of books about cooking and menu planning, and I try to make these things that are very elaborate and beautiful, and sometimes I feel like it's the biggest pain on Sunday when I'm preparing, because it usually takes me about 5-6 hours to prepare for one dinner, and then to also prepare at their home when I arrive. So the food has been quite good, I feel. Sea bass, scallops, shrimp, vegetable lasagna. I've tried different new recipes, and I've tried like also to bring in some of the recipes I've been using forever. Well, I don't think it's about the end result, I think it's about the experience. And I think it's about coming out of your comfort zones and entering into something else that you are not used to, and exploring how you feel, what are your fears about getting into this kind of situation, and that the result or the outcome of this kind of evening is not so bad. It could actually bring about new friendships. It can make you reflect about the things you can gain from interacting with people, the assumptions that you make. Yeah, I think it touches people. I think it's a subtle subtle gesture in a way, but it makes you reflect at the way you react to strangers and how much you allow into your life. I think it's really had a big impact on me and thinking about the assumptions I make about people that I see. And I also question why people are afraid, you know, of strangers entering their home. Well, actually, I stay in touch with some of the people that I meet through these dinners, and it's about a spontaneous encounter between strangers. So whatever you bring to the table, both literally speaking and metaphorically, you know, is dependent on like everybody involved. And yeah, they say that it's too bad that this is such a rare occasion that it becomes art, that it's not something that we do more often. So that was really great. I think no matter what culture you come from, sharing food with other people brings you closer to them. So the fact that we are sharing food creates this kind of comfort in an uncomfortable situation. It's easier to have your guard go down, I think, because it's something that is common between all of us. We all need to eat. We all need to, you know, feed ourselves.
Ivona Maiden is a Montreal-based artist who's a little more than halfway through her year-long art piece called The Dinner Project, in which she asks a stranger if she can cook them a meal at their house, with each inviting one other person to the meal in this relationship art. You're listening to Spotlight on Radio Canada International. I'm Mark Montgomery. Well,